Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Classes of Mail. My name is Alan Gygax, and today I'm going to give you guys an update on the campaign. As you know, I am running for vice president of Branch 2502 in Las Vegas, and it is all-consuming in ways that I wasn't expecting. So let me tell you what I mean. I have this low-grade anxiety, like, all the time now, where I think about I think about running, I think about getting votes, I think about visiting stations, I'm thinking about all this stuff, I'm thinking about the people who are running against me, and it gives me this anxiety. And it's not that I'm afraid for the outcome, it's this excitement and anticipation of what good can I do when I become vice president. How can I help? How am I going to put my talents to use? And it reminds me of when I used to play football on a competitive level, that before the games, I would have this same sort of uneasiness in my stomach. And it wasn't because I didn't think I could play. I knew I could play and I knew I'd play well. It was this, just this anticipation. And that's what I'm feeling. And there's also a little bit of imposter syndrome because, you know, because I'm an outsider, essentially. Like, I've never been a branch officer before, and so a lot of this is going to be new to me. But I know I've read the bylaws, which is more than I can say for other people who already hold positions in our branch. And, you know, I've read the Constitution, and I've read the JCAM, and so I'm as prepared as I can be. But that brings us to the campaign, because it's not enough to just be a good candidate. Good candidates lose all the time, and I don't want to lose. I want to win. So I've been campaigning. I had a station visit where I stood outside the station and handed out flyers. I think I've talked about that on here before, like when people are leaving for the day. I handed out flyers after our union meeting, where I got nominated to be vice president. And then we got a ruling from our head of the election committee that it was okay to put flyers in break rooms. And so I went around to various break rooms. I think I've been to about half the stations so far, and we're still a couple weeks out from voting, and have put flyers down until I ran out of flyers. And I just got a bunch more today from Michael, my running mate, and I'm going to go put those in remaining stations going forward to get the word out. And while I was in these other stations, I did not see flyers from any other campaign. And, you know, as near as I can tell, we are the only ones who are really actively campaigning, unless you count the incumbents who can, like, go into stations and glad hand with people. And yes, that is campaigning, even though, you know, they're allowed to do that because they have the right to go into stations and talk to carriers. And that's just part of the difficulty that we have to overcome as challengers. So that's what we're doing. That's what Michael and Jonathan and I are doing. And so today we had a campaign event. Michael put together a picnic for Las Vegas is a big round valley, and I'm in the far south end of the valley. Michael and Jonathan are up in the north end of the valley. And today there was a picnic for, it was for everybody, but mainly it was for people on the north side of town because it was, dude, it was way up north at this beautiful park called like Aliante Nature Park or something like that. It was really nice. So we went there. Michael organized this picnic. He spread the word. He put it out through all of his contacts. And man, I got to tell you, it was very encouraging to see how well attended this picnic was. And everybody who came out was there to support Michael, and that's fantastic. Because obviously, however this election works out, the most important thing is that Michael wins. Because if Michael wins, he's the new branch president, and he can start changing the culture of the branch, and he can start making positive, positive changes. You know, the things that we want, the things that are all part of our platform, which is on the back of our flyer, and which we've talked about on Classes of Mail. So having all these people come out was really cool. And there was, you know, so it was good attendance, probably 100 people throughout the day, and great food, Dude, there was Michael bought, Michael's Korean, and he brought Korean barbecue. And I'll tell you, the only thing I don't like about Korean barbecue is that I have to cook it myself when I go to a Korean barbecue place. So having Michael there to cook it, dude, that was great. So I just got to enjoy the Korean barbecue, and a bunch of other people brought tons of good food. And you know, what's great about a picnic like this is that it builds solidarity. Yes, it's a campaign event for our campaign, and we had the flyers that we've been giving out, and you know, we were able to talk about issues, but it's also just a way to get together with your coworkers in this social environment. And our branch used to do those kind of things. We used to have picnics, and we don't do that anymore. And I was just talking to Michael tonight that that is definitely one of the things that he wants to add to our branch going forward, is that like in the spring and in the fall, we'll have a picnic. You know, in the spring, it'll be on one side of town. In the fall, it'll be at another side of town. And it doesn't cost the branch a ton of money. It's something that can be done cheaply and can be done potluck style, which is what we did out here. And so people bring their own food. They bring stuff, you know, that they like, and it's just a great thing. So not only did we have our own campaign out there, me, Michael, and Jonathan were all there, but we also had another campaign out there, which was very interesting. So the person who I'm running against directly for vice president also showed up and set up like a little booth off to one side where she had her own campaign materials. And it was interesting. You know, I guess if you don't have your own infrastructure for that, Michael said everybody was invited, and she was, in fact, welcome at our picnic. You know, we still have this solidarity. We're still pulling the same direction on the rope. And she and I sat down. We've had discussion before, but we had a really nice talk at this picnic about the things that we both see that are wrong with this branch, and had unity. And interestingly enough, you know, while she may be running against me, as far as I know, she is planning on voting for Michael for president. And so that's awesome. You know, so everybody who was there, even the people from the other campaign, still planning on voting for Michael for president. So good job, Michael. So anyway, this unity, that's what it's all about. And that's what our campaign stands for. Yes, you're running a counter campaign to two of our three candidates, but again, we're still in this together. We can still get along. We had good conversation, and that's what it's about, you know? And so, yeah, when we say that everybody's welcome and there's no retaliation and all that stuff, well, there's your proof right there that we're not BSing you, that that's the real deal, and that's how we really behave, and you get... that's what you get when you're voting for us. So, campaign definitely going strong. As near as I can tell, we're still the only campaign that has an actual platform, and that's great. I mean, the incumbent platform is presumably just more of the same. If you want to know what they're about, look at how things are going right now. And so we've got that going for us. I'll be visiting more stations coming up to hand out more flyers, put those in the break room. And we just keep plugging away. We were the only campaign that had an ad in our union newsletter, and it had links to classes and mail episodes where we talk about our platform, get to know us, things like that. And presumably you've listened to those episodes. And dude, so what does it take to successfully run a campaign to be branch president, executive vice president, and vice president? I don't know. But we're doing what we can, and we're putting in the effort because we want to be that change. So, again, it's looking good. You know, there's no guarantees. Obviously, incumbents naturally garner a certain amount of support. People just tend to go with the status quo. But I like our chances. I like the way things are going. And, you know, as good as things look for Michael, it may be a tougher race for me. I don't know. I've got this platform. I know I have support. But I don't know, because for most of the branch, I'm still an outsider in the sense that I've only worked at my one station for like the last 13 years or 15 years or whatever it's been. And so I don't know a ton of people all over town. that I can call on for support. And then, you know, on top of that, like, I can't go into the stations now to try to build that support because that's not allowed. So again, we're doing what we can. So part of my conversation with the person who was running against me is that, like, hey, you know, even if I lose, there's going to be a role for me in this, in the new branch, as long as Michael wins. Because if Michael doesn't win, I'm probably going to be kicked out from all union duties altogether. And obviously that's part of what we're running against. So anyway, you know, so even if I don't win, it's been made clear to me that I will have a role in teaching and communicating, probably as a member of some new committee, like a communications committee or an outreach committee or education committee or something like that. A training committee. Who knows? Who knows what it will be? But I'll tell you this, I've been reading bylaws from other branches around the country, notably like Branch 458 in Oklahoma, and I think it was Branch 78 in Ohio. I've read both of those. And man, there's great stuff in those bylaws and so much room for improvement in our own bylaws. And so that's another thing where me and the person running against me saw eye to eye, is that whatever happens in the election, we definitely need updates and improvements to our bylaws. And I fully support that. And that's, I mean, that's part of our platform, is those kind of basic improvements. So we'll see. You know, the election is now just a couple of weeks out. And I got to tell you guys, I have been so freaking tired. I don't know if it's just because, like, allergy season starting up here again, and so my eyes are tired and it makes the rest of me feel tired. But dude, I had this plan that, oh, I'm going to be turning out so many episodes during this campaign, because it's just going to be nonstop and go, go, go. And dude, I'm beat. I mean, we've been working a ton of overtime, getting mandated, and, you know, so I'm tired from that. And then when I get home, man, some days I get home, I only have time to shower and go to bed. But it's been rough. And so I have to prioritize, at least to some degree, self-care. So the episode schedule is not going to be what I want. But then also, I owe you guys good episodes. You know, I'm not just going to come on here and just read with no energy and give that to you. That is not okay. That's not what we stand for here at Classes of Mail. We're going to bring our A game to Classes of Mail. So I will put out episodes whenever I can give you a good product, but no promises on how often those are going to be, because, you know, when I have that energy, it needs to be focused on, well, campaigning and taking care of my station and taking care of things at home. You know, I have a wife with chronic illness who I take care of here, and I got Annie, of course, and I'm our sole income, and so all of those things together, sometimes I got to just go to sleep instead of doing another episode of Classes of Mail. So that's what's going on, guys. Thank you again for following along on this journey, and I will keep you up to date as there are more developments. And for goodness sakes, if you're in Las Vegas, please vote. Vote. When you get that mailer to your house, please fill out that ballot and send it back in. All right, guys, thanks for listening. I'll catch you next time.